Hello everyone, welcome to Raga 3, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Today, as we are heading into the 31st episode of Raga 3, let us begin our episode with an amazing quote by Albert Einstein. The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. Imagination and creativity are inevitable partners, the drive forces behind human progress and self-expression. These two are considered the dynamic duo of innovation and expression. Imagination triggers the spark of possibility, while creativity transforms the possibility into reality. Imagination is the art of visualizing beyond the existing reality, resulting in exploring the gray cells of the mind. On the other hand, creativity is the art of turning these visualizations into manifestations through innovation, design, and expression. Exposure to a wide range of experiences, cultures, and disciplines helps nurture the imagination and cultivate the creative mind. The exposures and accumulations of the transactional information must be mindfully observed to seek out the possibility of imagination to manifest by connecting various transactional concepts. By nurturing this dynamic duo, we gain access to the root of potential that can bring changes to the world, inspire artistry, and push the limit of what is feasible. In a world where change is the only constant, let us nurture these inseparable companions that guide us to the world of possibility and make the world a better dwelling place. By embracing the possibility of creativity and imagination, let us begin our 31st episode with a small yet beautiful composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Gange Maam Paahi, in Raga Centurity, set to Kandachapu Thala, which is a thala of 5 beats. According to the Purana, Himavat, the king of the Himalayas, was created by Lord Brahma. Himavat got married to Menavati, who is the daughter of Meru Parvata. After several years, the couple was blessed with a daughter and they named her Ganga. Later, with the blessings of goddess Adishakti, they were blessed with another daughter named Parvati, who is the incarnation of Devi Sati. As the first daughter, Ganga grew up. She was taken to Swargaloka, where she took the form of a river. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the origin of Ganga is said to be from the toenail of Lord Mahavishnu in his incarnation as the fifth avatar called Vamana. King Bali, who is the king of Asuras and great grandson of Rishi Kashyapa and Diti, defeated Devendra. Indra approached Lord Mahavishnu to restore his power from Bali. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vamana approached King Bali while he was performing a sacrifice. Lord Mahavishnu appeared in the form of Trivikrama and begged the king for 3 steps of land as alms. As the king agreed, Vamana, as a small boy, started growing in size. The boy took a big first step, conquering the entire Bhuloka, the planet Earth. Further, he took the second step, conquering the place of Bali called Amravati. Despite being warned by sage Shukracharya, Bali agrees to keep Vamana's third step on his head, thereby Lord conquering all of the existence and beyond. Vamana appeared in true form as Lord Mahavishnu and blessed Bali that he would be ruling the Patal Loka forever, thereby restoring the power of Devendra. As per Srimad Bhagavatam's 17th Adhyayam of the 5th Skandam, the origin of Ganga is said to have taken place during the first step of Vamana when he extended his left foot, piercing a hole in the upper shell of the universe called the Brahmananda with the nail of his big toe. Ganga is said to have originated as pure water from the origin of the material world. Devi Ganga appeared reddish as she washed the lotus feet of the Lord. Thereby, she came to be known as Bhagavat Padi. As in Bhagavata Purana, Karanodaka or the Garbhodaka is said to be the place of material creation where Lord Mahavishnu lies down in a state of Yoga Nidra, creating the material world, which is considered to be the dream state of the Lord in his Nidra period. In the 17th Adhyayam of the 5th Skanda called the Bhagirathi Gadhyam, Sri Shukha narrates the origin of Ganga as Vishnupadi from the toenail of Vamana. Tatra Bhagavatat Sakshadagnyalingasya Vishnoho Vikramato Vama Padangushtanaka Nirbhinna Urdhvanta Kataha Vivarenantaha Pravishtaya Bahya Jaladhara Tacharana Pankaja Avane Janaruna Kinchal Koparanchitha Kila Jagadaga Amala Pahopasparshanamala Sakshad Bhagavat Patityanupalakshita Vacho bidhiyamanati mahata kalena yuga sahastropalakshanena divo murdanyavatatara yattad vishnu padamahuhu. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the river Ganga, originating from the lotus feet of Lord Mahavishnu, divides into 4 parts, flowing in 4 different directions as river Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu and Bhadra, which finally merges into the ocean. Tatra Chaturdha Vidyamana Chaturbhihi Nama Vishchaturdhisham Vispandhanti Nadanadipati Mevabhi Nivishati Sita Alakananda Chakshur Bhadreti. River Sita starts her flow in the eastern direction from the abode of Brahma to mountain peaks called Kesarachala. She flows downwards to the top of Gandhamadana peaks, thereby falling within Bhadrava Varsha to merge finally into the ocean from the eastern side. Sita to Brahma Sadana Kesara Chaladi Giri Shikare Bhyodhota Prasravanti Gandhamadana Murdhasu Patitvantarena Bhadrava Varsham Prachim Dishi Kshara Samutram Abhipravishati. River Chakshu flows on the top of Malyavan Parvata, eventually flowing towards the Ketu Mala Varsha, finally merging into the ocean in the western direction. Evam Malyavan Chikkaran Nishpatanti Tatonu Parata Vega Ketu Malam Abhichakshuhu Pratichyam Dishi Saritpatim Pravishati. River Bhadra flows from the northern side on the top of Meru Parvata and flows down on the peak of Shringavana, thereafter merging into the ocean. Bhadra Chotarato Meru Shiraso Nipatita Giri Shikarat Giri Shikaramatihaya Shringavada Shringadavasyantamana Uttaranstu Kurunabhita Udicham Dishi Jaladimabhipravishati. River Alaknanda rolls down on Hemakuta and Himakuta from the southern direction of the abode of Brahma, thereby entering Bharatavarsha and ultimately merging into the ocean from the southern direction. Taking a bath in this river is considered holy, as this is equal to attaining the fruits of Ashwamedha and Rajasuya Yajna. Tataiva Alakananda Dakshinena Brahma Sadanad Bahuni Girikutanyatikramya Hemakuta Dhaimakutanyati Rabasatararam Hasaludayanti Bharatamabivarsham Dakshinasyam Dishi Jalatimabipravishati Yasyam Stanartam Chagachataf Punsa Padet Padet Ashwamedha Rajasuya Dhinam Palam Nadhurlabhamiti. According to Mahabharata, Devendra killed the leader of Asura named Vritra, and the leader's followers hid in the sea, causing Indra to be unable to find them. As the Devas seek the help of sage Agastya, he swallows the entire river using his Siddhi to find the Asuras. Since the sage swallowed the river, he was unable to release the river, causing drought in Bholoka. King Sagara performed Ashwamedha Yajna by making a horse left to wander for a year. To make the Yajna unsuccessful, Devendra stole the horse, making the king search for the same. King Sagara sent his 60,000 sons to go in search of the horse, and the sons spot the horse in sage Kapila's ashram. Assuming that the sage Kapila had stolen the horse, they disturbed him, who was in deep meditation. Angry Kapila, with his divine gaze, burned all the sons of King Sagara. As Sagara's grandson, Anshuman asked Kapila the solution to bring the deliverance of the souls of 60,000 sons, sage Kapila suggested that only river Ganga, who descends from Swargaloka, can liberate the souls. Bhagiratha, who is the grandson of Anshuman, underwent severe penance to please Lord Brahma and Lord Mahadeva. Brahma, with the help of Shiva, allowed Ganga to flow down to Bhuloka, with Shiva controlling the flow of Ganga by releasing her through the coils of his hair. Hence, Ganga is called Bhagirathi. This entire effort of Bhagiratha is beautifully described by sage Valmiki in the 43rd Sarga of Balakandam. Deve deve gate tasmin so angushta agrani piditam kritva vasumatim rama vatsaram samupasatam atas samvatsare purne sarvaloka namaskritah umapati pashupati rajanam idam abravin pritatte aham narasreshta karishyami tavapriyam shirasadharayishyami shailarajasutam aham tato haimavati jeshta sarvaloka namaskrita tadasa atimahatrupam kritva vegam chadussaham akashat apatat rama shive shiva shirasya uta achintayaccha sa devi ganga paramadurdhara vishami aham hi patalam strotasa grihya shankaram tasya valepanam jnatva kruddhatu bhagavan harah tiro bhavayidum buddhim chakre trinayanattadha satasmin padita punya punye rudrasya murdhani himavat pratime rama jata mandala gahvare. River Ganga is also called Jahnavi, which has its own beautiful story. As Ganga was flowing down as Bhagirathi with huge force, she flooded the ashram of Rishi Jannu, who was performing a ritual. Since she had extinguished the ritual fire, sage Jannu got furious and he drank all the river water. With the request of Bhagiratha explaining the reason for Ganga's descent on earth, Rishi Jannu released her through his left ear. Thereafter, she obtained the name Jahnavi, which means the daughter of sage Jannu. Even in today's composition, River Ganga is referred to as Jannubhale. Also, Adi Shankaracharya in Ganga Stotram mentions the sanctity of River Jahnavi, who is the daughter of sage Jannu and flows through the great peaks of the Himalayas. Her water is so sacred that she brings prosperity to all three worlds.
पतितोद्धारिणि जाह्नवी गंगे खंडित गिरीवर मंडित भंगे भीष्म जननी थे मुनिवर कन्ये पतित निवारिणि त्रिभुवन धन्ये.
कमिंग टू द रागा, Centurity is a janya of 28th Melakarta Harikamboji. This raga is extracted from folk music. In the Hindustani music, this raga is named as Jinjhotti. In the Hindustani way of music, this raga is a part of Kammach Thaat, as the meaning of the raga denotes windstorm or voice of the wind. Let's explore the kriti.
गंगे मा पाही, गंगे मा पाही गिरीश शिर स्थित, गंगे मा पाही गिरीश शिर स्थित, गंभीर काये संगीत वाद्य प्रिय, गंगे मा पाई गिरीश शिर स्थित, गंभीर काये संगीत वाद्य प्रिय, गंगे मा पाई। अंगजतातमुदे हसिवर्णमध्ये, अंगजतातमुदे हसिवर्णमध्ये, अंगजतातमुदे हसिवर्णमध्ये, अक्रूर पूजिते पूजिते अक्रूर पूजिते अक्रूर पूजिते अखिल जननन्दे, अंगजतातमुदे हसिवर्णमध्ये, अक्रूर पूजिते अखिल जननन्दे, सकल तीर्थमूल सद्गुरु ग्वालियैले, सकल तीर्थमूल सद्गुरु ग्वालियैले, वर जन्नु बाले व्यासादि कृपाले, सकल तीर्थमूल सद्गुरु ग्वालियैले, वर जन्नु बाले व्यासादि कृपाले, गंगे गिरीश शिर स्थित, गंभीर काये संगीत वाद्य प्रिय, गंगे मा पाही।
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Gange Maam Pahi, Girisha Shirasthite, Gambira Kaye, Sangeeta Vadya Priye. Meaning, I worship Goddess Ganga to protect me, who dwells on the head of Lord Mahadeva, flowing with great depth, and who gets delighted with music. Goddess Ganga blessed Muthuswami Dikshidhar with a veena along with the blessings of Lord Kartikeya, writing Om on his tongue. Samashti Charanam, Angaja Tata Amude Asi Varana Madhye Akrura Pujite Akila Jana Anande. Meaning, Devi Ganga lies in the middle of two rivers, Asi and Varana, and is the giver of joy to the Lord of Manmatha, that is Mahavishnu. She is a goddess who is worshipped by the Akrura and gives happiness to all the species of the universe. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Akrura performed many good deeds on the banks of the river Ganga by spending many years in Kashi with the supreme Samantaka gem. Sakala Tirtha Mule Sat Guru Guha Leele Vara Jennu Bhale Vyasadi Kripale. meaning Goddess Ganga is a source of all pure water and she is one of the mothers of Lord Kartikeya. She is the daughter of Sage Jannu and also she is worshipped by Vyasa and other sages. Such a beautiful composition covering all the gunas of Ganga, isn't it? This composition comes in the Sambodhana Prathama Vibhakti. The major phase of the Ganges begins at the junction of two rivers, namely Bhagirathi and Alaknanda, in the place called Devaprayag in Uttarakhand. The Alaknanda waters come from snow melt of three peaks, namely Nanda Devi, Kamet, and Trishul. The Bhagirathi waters start from the foot of Gangotri Glacier in a place called Gomukh. The main confluences of Ganga, called the Panchaprayag, before it was called the Ganges, include Vishnuprayag, where the river Dhauli Ganga meets Alaknanda, Nandaprayag, where Nandakini joins Alaknanda, Karnaprayag, where Pindar joins Alaknanda, Rudraprayag, where Mandakini meets Alaknanda, and Devaprayag, where Bhagirathi joins Alaknanda. River Ganga has been used as a source of income since the ancient times from the 4th century BCE. A Greek historian named Megasthenes had written a book called Indica, describing the wealth during the Mughal times when the Mughal kings started using the Ganges as a source of irrigation. The cultivated area around the Ganga Valley, predominantly in the states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, uses the Ganges as a source of irrigation, which increases the production of crops, namely sugarcane, oil seeds, and cotton. The Ganges are also used as waterways, especially in Bangladesh and West Bengal, to transport grains, tea, jute, and other rural products. With such an amazing history and facts, we come to the end of 31st episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care and stay safe.